Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Mo Irvine, prison ministry missionary for the Diocese of Sioux Falls, shares what God is doing in her life.
Today's gospel comes from Luke chapter 9, verses 28 through 36. Jesus took Peter, John, and James and went up the mountain to pray. While he was praying, his face changed in appearance and his clothes became dazzling white. And behold, two men were conversing with him, Moses and Elijah, who appeared in glory and spoke of his exodus that he was going to accomplish in Jerusalem. Peter and his companions had been overcome by sleep, but becoming fully awake, they saw his glory and the two men standing with him. As they were about to part from him, Peter said to Jesus, "Master, it is good that we are here. Let us make three tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." But he did not know what he was saying. While he was still speaking, a cloud came and cast a shadow over them, and they became frightened when they entered the cloud. Then from the cloud came a voice that said, "This is my chosen son. Listen to him." After the voice had spoken, Jesus was found alone. They fell silent and did not at that time tell anyone what they had seen. The Gospel of the Lord. Okay. So, in reflecting and reading on the Transfiguration account, the thing that strikes me most is, well, number one, that Peter, James, and John had fallen asleep. But becoming fully awake, they realized what was going on around them, this magnificent thing, this glorious thing. And I just think about how many times in my life am I maybe not physically asleep, but spiritually asleep. And I miss what's going on, what the Lord is doing under the surface or in the small details of life, because I'm tired or I'm not being attentive in the way that I should. So just this desire to be fully awake, to see what the Lord is doing, to keep our eyes fixed on Him rather than being preoccupied by being tired or this or that, but always being attentive to where is the Lord and what is He doing. And then the second part that really strikes me is when Peter says, "Master, it is good that we are here. Let us make three tents." Then it says he doesn't know what he was saying. And I'm just struck by that, because how often has the Lord brought something good into my life that I'm like, "Man, this is awesome. This is so good. This is what the Lord wants for me. It's very clear." And then I want to stay there. Even when it seems like the Lord's bringing me somewhere else, I'm like, no, but it's good that we're here. This is good for me. I shouldn't leave it. It's a good. But if I'm really trusting in the Lord, He can bring about another good and another good. I don't have to be afraid to let go of something that's so beautiful and good that the Lord is doing. If I really trust that He desires my good, so He's going to bring it about again and again and again. But oftentimes it's easy to cling to the good things and not be open to where the Lord wants to lead us next. So just this desire for, again, that to be awake and attentive to when the Lord wants to move, let's move with Him. Let's not stay back and try to cling to something because it's good, but be grateful. Acknowledge that it's good, and then continue to follow the Lord. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for all of the good that you've brought about in our lives, even through suffering and through trials. The ways that you have made yourself known to us and called us into a deeper relationship with you. I ask that you help us to continue to be fully awake, or become more fully awake if we've fallen asleep, so that we can follow you wherever you go and not cling to the good things, but cling to you alone. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hi, everyone. My name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.